Welcome to Branching Out, a podcast of best practices and lessons learned for city leaders everywhere, from Farmers Branch, Texas, on the northwest side of Dallas and just a little ahead of the curve. Now, here's your host, Jeff Brady.
Hello, everyone, from our Farmers Branch studio, and welcome back to Branching Out. This is a podcast that's focused on ideas and solutions for city managers and leaders at all levels. And in each episode, we try to spend just a few minutes offering tips and tactics to address big issues. They're practical and proven. And we hope you might be inspired with an idea that suits your city or organization. And what an enormous topic we have today. It's both exciting and intimidating. Planning for the big event. How do you accommodate an enormous national event coming to your city or town for the very first time? It could be a convention, a concert, a festival, or, in our case, a national championship sports tournament. And we're going to discuss it today with Allison Cook, our city's Director of Economic Development, and Ann Stokes, a travel and tourism consultant who really helped oversee our week-long event last year, which, as most people know, was the PPA National Pickleball Championship in Farmers Branch, right?
This is right.
And we survived.
Oh, my gosh, it was
fun. Yeah, it was awesome. So thanks for coming into the studio. How do you like it?
Thank you.
Our Farmers Branch studio.
Isn't it great? Beautiful. I love it.
I think the next step for us is a studio audience, don't you think?
There's no question.
Yeah, we've got to bring them in.
I think so.
Sell tickets.
And we hear from them. Yeah, it's sell.
Before we get started, though, I wanted to ask Allison about maybe a restaurant recommendation. Didn't you have an exciting event last night in Farmers Branch?
I did. I went to the grand opening of Radici, which means roots in Italian.
Okay.
And the celebrity chef is Tiffany Derry, and she opened a Root Southern Table just the other year, and it's in Farmers Branch, Texas. So if you can find City Hall, you can find Radici. It was amazing. I highly recommend.
And Radici is right down the sidewalk from Roots.
It is right, so just four doors down.
Okay, got to try it. And Anne, you have a restaurant recommendation for us?
I do. Mine would be Bankhead Brew Pub. It's actually right down the street from Roots and Radici.
Okay, I'm getting a trend here that you're kind of promoting the city of Farmers Branch. Is that what's happening?
I mean, this is a city partnership. The shop's at Mustang Station, but you know,
you had to get that.
You can go anywhere you want.
I had to get this. Well, Dallas has so many great restaurants. I love Brass Ram. You've heard me talk about Brass Ram.
I have.
And another one that we have tried is Mr. Charles.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone is looking for restaurant recommendations in the city of Dallas or the area, you now have four. Okay, but seriously, we're here to unpack the big takeaways today of hosting a major event in your city, and it's timely for many reasons, and one of the most, we can go ahead and announce now that we just learned that the championship of pickleball is coming back to Farmers Branch this year. So ladies, are you pumped or paranoid about this big event coming back?
Man, I'm excited. Last year was so much fun, and the excitement around a large event. The expectation is just so exciting.
It was unprecedented in the city of Farmers Branch.
Oh, right? I don't think we've ever had anything in the middle of the city that is that scale.
Like that. Yeah. So we really want to give you some ideas and lessons learned that from what we learned going through this process that you might be able to deploy in your city when you host a big event. So, but before we go any further, we want to give you an idea of what happened last year. It was early November when the PPA, or the Professional Pickleball Association, brought their national championship to Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch. It was the largest pickleball event ever held, and along with it came the eyes of the world. So here's an example of the media coverage.
The world's largest pickleball tournament is taking place here in North Texas.
The 2023 Pickleball National Championships are at Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch. More than 3,500 amateurs and pros are competing in the week-long event, which will also feature a celebrity showdown. Fox Sports' David Setendry live in Farmers Branch tonight with more. David.
Yes, Stephen, Heather, behind me is Championship Court, where the more high-profile matches are going to be taking place throughout the week. And then surrounding this court, dozens of other courts. There are some that are indoor, there are some that are outdoor, professionals, amateurs of different levels playing. You can see some people are still playing now. They're going till about 10:30 in the evening tonight. And again, many people will be out here. There are some parts of this that are free. Others you do have to get tickets for. This is one of the premier tournaments across the world for pickleball, and of course it's happening right here in North Texas. By now, you've likely heard of or maybe even played pickleball.
Anybody can play. Grandchildren can play with their grandparents. It's a very equalizing sport.
60-year-old Jerry Meyer has been playing for 8 years.
You get to hit 10 times as many shots in pickleball as in tennis because it's, you know, such short range and immediate.
Tennis is the go-to pickleball comparison.
Some of them even say table tennis or, you know, you get some other different sports.
Rihanna Valdez played professional tennis before turning pro at pickleball. She's competing at the 2023 USA Pickleball National Championships at Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch.
This is huge for our city. We've got about 3,500 participants that are playing.
And more than 35,000 spectators, according to the Farmers Branch mayor.
This is the first time they've ever done anything this big. We have people that have come here from as far away as the Mariana Islands. That's 8,000 miles away.
Professionals and amateurs will compete on dozens of courts throughout the week. Brookhaven went through a $5.3 million renovation to prepare for the tournament. USA Pickleball and the Professional Pickleball Association moved the tournament from California to DFW because it's centrally located in the country.
Pickleball, you can grab a paddle and right away you can dink the ball back and forth. You can kind of move it around. You know, you're already having fun.
Pickleball was invented in 1965, but it's been the fastest growing sport in the country.
Give it a try. It's the most fun you can ever have.
So much fun that Jerry Meyer says it's a sport in which he no longer uses a foul mouth when things don't go his way.
I developed ay caramba, so if things go wrong, I just say ay caramba.
That's funny.
So I don't get in trouble with the referees.
The tournament goes through Sunday, and as Steve and Heather were mentioning, we're going to have some celebrities out here. That's going to be tomorrow night. We're talking about Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Romo, Jason Kidd. So people from different sports backgrounds getting in on this pickleball action. So we'll have coverage, I'm sure, throughout the week. Steve, Heather, back to you.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting happening.
Yeah, all right. It's a fun sport, David. Thank you for enlightening us. Thanks a lot.
So that's just an example, just one example of the media coverage we had. It was unprecedented for our city, and it was marvelous. We really had the eyes and ears of the world.
We did.
Wouldn't you say? And it was, in retrospect, fun. It was fun.
I had fun.
But you had fun.
I had a blast.
It was a lot of work. So I know you guys had a lot of after-action conversations, and you thought about kind of lessons learned and a long list of those lessons learned. But you have five major points that we're going to kind of go over here today. So one of them was getting things started with the residents and making sure everybody understood what to expect with a resident town hall. So, Allison, why was that important?
That was important because we know the residents had so many questions, mm-hmm. and it's hard to address them all individually. And so we thought a large group event, and the host organization was the one that spoke, so that the residents could answer their questions, and the host held it at the venue with our support. And so you just get all the questions out ahead of time, and you think through all the possible scenarios and what the residents need and, mm-hmm. and what their maybe fears are. And so it just goes for an easier event.
So everybody gets the right information together at the same time.
Right. And then they know where to go for information because
right.
it wasn't a city event. So they know where to go to find key facts.
And that was important for us, and this may not be the same for every single large event that comes into a city or town, but for us, we didn't really put on the event. We were just the venue. We provided kind of the logistical setting for it, and really it was at a private location, Brookhaven Country Club.
Right. We're just the city.
We're just the entire city. In a way, we were hosting it because everyone was coming into our community.
Yes.
Participate.
Yes, yes. So we always have the residents top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to think through, although it's at a private club and it's a private organization, all the ways that we can help our partners.
Right. And that's what we tried to explain with the town hall.
Yes, most definitely.
So point number two, we want to get to the next one. The point number two really that I know you guys developed was thinking through the unintended consequences of having a big event in your community. And there were a lot. There were positive and some challenges also, right? So what yeah. about that?
So there are several unintended consequences, and some are fantastic, and some you just have to think ahead of what
would possibly be happening when you drop 50,000 people in the middle of the neighborhood.
Right.
And so you just logically go through those scenarios, and we try to think through each one and cross off how we would handle it ahead of time. And so those are some of the things that we did.
Right. And that, like you said, it just involves some of the logistics of bringing that many people into a relatively small area at the same time.
Yes.
Parking, hotels, transportation to and from.
Right.
All that.
Yeah, when you move large groups, it could be from hotels or individual spectators coming out. It's just the logistics ahead of time. I feel like we were a good partner, and we had a fantastic host. So for us, we couldn't be more pleased.
Right. And it was, for the record, Brookhaven Country Club, part of the invited team of clubs all over the country.
The invited team was fantastic, and the PPA, now the UPA, they were great, and we look forward to working with them. We can't tell you all of our secrets.
No.
But we do have them, and we do them well.
We have secrets, and it was well done.
Yeah.
And Ann, your team played a major role in everything related to our tournament last year. And I know one of the points that you and your team determined was how important communication was, especially that direct line of communication with the external organization and having one point of contact. So why was that crucial?
Sure. I think it's in building a relationship with a client and trying to find out what their event needs are and communicating with them so we can provide the services that we need to and be the best city that we can to support the event.
And making sure they know there's one go-to person.
Correct. It can be intimidating with a city not knowing where to go to navigate which department to talk to about which permit, street closures, all that kind of stuff. So they can communicate with us and then we can kind of show them where to go.
Right. And then equally internally, having one point of contact for all the departments within the city or within that hosting organization so they knew who to go to if they had a question about what's happening here.
Right. And there were a lot of those questions.
Right. I remember. Yeah. So that we have a lot of departments and most organizations, most large organizations have many, many teams. So again, it was equally important to have all of those teams align the messaging with one person.
Yes. And it's a beautiful thing for me to work with the City of Farmers Branch because the other departments do have a teamwork kind of mentality. So it was easy for everybody to get on board, get behind this project and make it happen.
And we did.
And we couldn't have done it without all the help from literally every department.
Every department. And then also, point number four is closely related, and that was having a single liaison or point of contact for our city leadership, that is the city council, because clearly they were interested and focused and excited, and so we had to make sure that they had all the correct information at the same time and were fully informed. Right.
Yes, Jeff, we have an amazing leadership team. Our city council is great. They are very supportive, and we appreciate that. They truly are ambassadors to all of the residents, so equipping them with all of the knowledge so when they get questions, they can answer it, and they can just be better supportive of the event.
Right. And then lastly, the fifth and final point, Allison, I know you really emphasized this too, was to try and get as much planning, and this takes some creativity, I think, but to try and think through what this event will entail and get as much planning as possible done early.
Yes.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, from our standpoint, from the city side, we try to think what is needed early and we communicate with the host early and we ask them, hey, let's get a plan together so that we can work all these things. For anyone that's done any scale of an event before, you know the week of the event and the week before is just chaotic.
It's kind of crazy.
There's just so many things that pop up. And so you just want to make sure to the best that you can that you have a well-laid plan and that you're executing everything in advance so that when it comes to the crunch time, you're not adding another layer of stress. So we are lucky to have the partners we are. And the way we pulled off what we did last year is we had supporting city council and city leadership.
Right.
Everybody was so supportive and so eager to help. So we are really blessed.
That's a big factor.
It's a big factor.
Okay. And we're going to have it again this year.
We are having it again this year. We're excited. It's going to be fun. It'll be in November 2024.
So Farmers Branch is kind of becoming the epicenter for pickleball globally.
I feel the same way. Yeah. We've got a lot of pickleball places popping up in North Texas, but also in Farmers Branch.
Right. There you go, promoting the city again.
I know.
That's kind of what you do for a living.
That's kind of what I do.
All right. Well, Allison and Ann, thank you so much for joining us. This is a huge topic, and we've clearly only scratched the surface here today. But the principles we've talked about for other public leaders who intend to host any kind of monster event for the very first time. First, it's very important to host a resident town hall so everybody knows what's going on. Second, consider the unintended consequences for the people who live in your area. Third, determine a single point of contact for your visiting organization so they know who to go to every time. Fourth, determine a single liaison with your city council. And lastly, get as much planning done early as you possibly can. So once again, thanks for checking out Branching Out. Again, this is a new podcast of ideas and solutions for city managers and leaders everywhere. From Farmers Branch, Texas, I'm Jeff Brady. Join us again next time and keep branching out.